My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Clean, safe, local. Your home for business is the Village of Bedford Park. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Bosch tools are built for workers. Bosch's powerful hammer drill has kickback control to help work go more smoothly when you need it. The 2-in-1 impact driver and wrench quickly changes between bits and sockets, so you only need one tool instead of two. And the X-Lock grinder switches wheels up to 5 times faster than standard grinders when you need to change tasks in a hurry. Bosch tools take care of the job and you. Bosch tools, what hard workers deserve. Learn more at BoschTools.com.
Country music singers have always been a real close family. But lately, some of my kin folks have disowned a few others than me. I guess.
Good morning. Welcome back to the second hour of the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City on a very nice morning. It can't even tell a hurricane went past us. Let's go check in with our good friend, Captain Mike Jeffcoat, see how he's doing this morning. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Mickey. How are you?
I'm good. I know you're not in Venice.
No, I'm not.
Glad you're not.
Well, like we dodged it, so... Yeah, I hadn't had no notices about losing no electricity or anything. So,
you know, last there's a bunch of them without it over there.
Oh,
yeah, I think I saw 309. Now it's up to 400,000 customers. That's what it's saying on the TV right now.
Oh. Anyhow,
Francine's heading northeast still at 12 miles an hour, moving out of there.
There you go. How is that? About 9 o'clock, I guess, last time I had contact with anybody, and they said they kind of dodged it pretty good, so I don't...
Yeah, and y'all were on the dirty side of it.
Yeah, but the way it went, I mean, yeah. That rain was done by, 5 o'clock yesterday.
Well, you know, it was actually wetter on the west, northwest side of it.
Yeah, it was.
And it should have been on the east side, you know?
Yeah, but it sure enough, it just...
Every one of them is different. If you notice that, they're all different. They're never the same.
I hadn't looked at nothing this morning, so...
See, Beryl, we caught hell on the east side of it.
Right. Yeah, I just turned the key on. It's like last night. They didn't even talk about Francine. I watched Channel 2 because we ain't got 13 no more.
No, not if you have DirecTV. They're in that conflict with the contract dispute with Disney Corporation.
Yeah.
Whoopee.
I didn't even make it to the end of the Strohs last night. They went.
No, you didn't miss nothing.
I swear, 5-4. That's crazy. What about Altuve? What was that deal?
Well, I don't know. He had some discomfort. That's why he tried to bunt with 2 strikes just to, instead of just pulling out of the game like that. And he went straight to the locker room.
Yeah, I saw all that. But didn't know they'd said anything yet.
No, I hadn't heard anything. Spada said we're expecting just day to day. We'll see.
So, right.
We don't need to lose him. Him and Yordan, that's our two hottest bats right now. And Yiner, the big three. Boy, I wish we could get some of that spread down to the bottom of the lineup. But Oakland always, they play us. They just get up.
We had two of the best pitchers up against us anyhow on that deal, Sears and Boyle.
Where do they get those guys, man? They're the farm club for every major league team in the big leagues.
Well, Sears has been around for a while now.
I know. They produce all these guys, and then they sell them off. And, man, I got a heck of a scouting system.
No, I just checked my messages and emails. I don't have no power outage down there.
Well, that's good.
Yep, that's a good thing. So that thing liked to fell apart before it got on land. So,
yeah, but it went in as a two, you know, right there in Terrebonne Parish.
Right. You seen anything on damage?
Not yet. It's not daylight yet, so we'll start seeing a lot of water pictures, you know, from tide surge.
Right.
And then all that rain they had to go with that.
I need to check the marina camera.
It went in between, Cocodrie and Houma. Right in there. Had that last little bit of a wobble. It looked like it was going dead center Cocodrie, but kind of wobbled a little bit right there before.
It did. So,
didn't wobble like Beryl did. Beryl wobbled all the way from South Texas up to here.
Wound up making it all the way to where? North Carolina?
Yeah, it wobbled all through the country.
Yeah, it did. It went coast to coast.
Yeah. Well, this ought to make some good fishing after this for you guys over there.
Oh, it ought to. Yeah.
Oh, it ought to be on, buddy. Them Bull Reds ought to be jumping in the boat.
Yeah, they ought to be coming, starting to get ready to come back. So, we was talking, me and one of the guys was talking about it yesterday, that, you know, we're just concerned about how much surge we was going to get and kill all that grass, because our delta is beautiful. It's the prettiest I've seen it.
That's what you were telling me a month ago.
Probably 1 year. Yeah, it's just absolutely gorgeous. Just makes you smile when you're running down through it in the morning times, but I just hope they didn't get too big a surge in there. You know, the wild rice is just unbelievable. 6 foot tall.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but if it's, we got too much salt water in there, that ain't good.
Duck bait.
Yep.
Well, I saw some 6 and 7 foot surges. They were calling for some 9 and 10s, but
They always do.
Yeah, I never saw any, but still, you know, and that all that lowland, I mean, 6 feet of water, that's a lot.
That's a lot, yep. So,
I hope it doesn't kill the grass and the rice over there.
Yeah, that's the whole deal.
Because then when you kill all that, and then here comes the erosion issue again. And
absolutely. And it's bad enough like it is, you know,
Well, that whole part of the country took such a beating, you know, from all those storms. What was that, 3 or 4 years ago, when you just one after another?
Yep. So every year I just have to shake my head, you know, after you shut down in January, February, and come back in March and go, where am I? You know, make sure you can run all this stuff again.
Well, can you imagine what that was like, all those workers down there that you were talking about and all the evacuation going on? Can you imagine?
Well, I have no idea what they're planning on this situation, because there's no way, like I told you yesterday, you're not going to go 8 years and not get a hurricane on top of you down there.
Exactly.
And, you know, a bunch of them tried to get out of there the day before yesterday, and it took 4 hours to go maybe 8 miles.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. So,
all you can do is just get in line and hope you get out.
Yeah. And, I mean, with all the red lights and stuff there, and I don't know if they got that new bridge completed yet or not, because it was supposed to be. But it wasn't 2 weeks ago, I'd tell you that. Or right before Labor Day, it was not complete. So, which that's going to improve, but it's going to be a toll bridge, so go figure.
You
don't have to worry about the You don't have to worry about the tunnel on one side or the drawbridge on the other side. So. Tunnel never bothered me. That drawbridge, though, that could be aggravating if you hit that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Back to
the toll. Pay the toll and go on.
Well, I think they said, they hadn't really figured out what they're going to do with that drawbridge yet. So I know they're going to blow the tunnel up. So I imagine they'll leave the drawbridge. Well, here's Francine right now.
Yep. You talk to ballet boys or anybody?
No, I haven't yet. Not since last night.
Well, I'm sure they're going to have a lot of power issues because of the saturation and then those winds. I'm sure there's trees down by the millions.
Well, they show. Trying to think where they're showing. Well, they ain't said where they're showing. They're showing the streets are flooded, but all the power's on.
Yeah.
But naturally, you have a lot of power out. But like I said, if my power was out, I'd done had notifications, so they're good about that. Yeah, we can talk about it a little bit.
I know they were talking yesterday as it got into the state pretty good, you know, over around Mobile and that area, all the tornado warnings that were out.
Yeah.
A lot of tornado warnings.
Yeah. Man, this thing's done in Arkansas.
It's getting it. Northeast at 12.
Yep.
It's moving on. Which is good for, you know,
right.
as much rain as it's got in it. I mean, it needs to keep moving. That thing came up stationary. We've seen that happen over here, you know, with Allison that time. And then Harvey that went in at Rockport and then came over here and sat on us.
Sure.
You don't want that.
No, that was a mess. So now they just showed it again on that, how that cone worked. The thing, right before it hit land, it looked back to the west a little bit.
Yeah.
Or north. It kind of turned due north. And so that's it showed us kind of still in the clear as far as the boot went.
So, yeah, you had a couple of big bands that went through there, but it wasn't.
Yeah, water-wise.
Yeah.
But anyhow, I'll talk to some of them boys here in a little while, and we'll have more to talk about on Saturday about that. So,
hope y'all all come out all right over there.
Yeah, I mean, it just, you know, biggest problem we have with one of these things is shutting us down, you know, basically for the rest of the year, because, you know, that last one, we couldn't get back in there for about 6 weeks.
That's
a lot of down fishing time.
Right. That's never good for a fishing guide.
And I checked yesterday, too. Our flounder don't close till the 15th of October. So all
that's
the buckets
funny
I got
knocked
out
close so early, man.
Yeah, I know. It's just ridiculous. And, you know, we catch them fish right before they shut us down. And them eggs ain't done nothing yet.
No.
It's
too early.
It's too early. But they definitely catch them.
Yeah, y'all definitely got flounder. I mean,
it's stupid.
I don't hear any flounder catches anywhere on the coast like y'all have. That's just crazy.
No. You know,
I saw one other day on social media. I mean, they had 40 of them laid out there, maybe more. I don't know. It was
that
a whole
Brandon. Thing.
Was that Brandon?
Yeah, Brandon.
That's unreal, man.
Him and his brothers gave he had four people on the boat too, though. So,
right.
You know, but like Brett, they got a little competition going. He can't get past the 20 mark. He's had three people on the boat every time. He can't get past 20. But, you know, we're not supposed to catch them. And, you know, we can't keep them, our krill for the customers. So, you know, not everybody can catch flounder. A lot of people, I mean, I got people there back in August, chilling the fishermen, and I mean bass fishermen. And they said, man, I just can't feel that bite. I said, I can't believe you can't feel that bite if you're a bass fisherman. Now, a lot of these fish have been funny. They've been picking it up, and you don't realize they picked it up, and they just load you up, you
right.
know, and And I think a mom's got a crab or something. I checked the hooks by you. Hooks set for free.
Yeah, it don't cost any extra to set on that, set down.
No. No, it don't. But a lot of people struggle with it. So it's just like Brett's wife. You know, she's been a guide too for a long time. She don't guide minutes. She was a guide in Florida. But she has mortally, she has a hard time with them flounders. She gets frustrated with them. You know, we'd be fishing the faux pas and stuff, and she just, she'll just sit down on the boat. I just can't catch one of them.
Well, using jigs and stuff, the best fishermen catching flounder and get it real quick are bass fishermen. You've ever worm fished a lot with bass. I mean, that's what it's like. It just,
that's what I tell them. If you know how to worm fish, there it is.
There it is. It's all yours.
You know, and a lot of times a customer, I'll watch them, and they're dragging that bait instead of hopping it.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to hop it.
Got to hop.
Got to make that hop.
Little hopping. All right, buddy. Well, Mike, good luck with all your reports. I'll talk to you Saturday, and we'll see how y'all came out over there for sure. But
all right, buddy.
Hey, throw them out a number. Somebody wants to call you, Mike.
Yeah, 832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Hunting Fishing.
All right, buddy. Well, have a good day. Good talking to you, Mike. See you.
Same here, Mike. Later.
All right, later. All right, that's Captain Mike Jeffcoat. Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse. Croakers, located right at the base of the Texas City Dike at 227 Dike Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait than with their oxygen response system. You can check them out firsthand there at the store. They have all their different size bottles on display, plus all their regulators and diffusers. They refill your bottles there at the store. And if you need more info, you can call Jason Cockburn at 281-701-8107 while you're by the store. Check out all their wild-caught Gulf seafood they have there. Have it on display. They got great deals, whether you're looking for the big 9, 12s, 15, 18 count, whatever you desire. They have it at Boyd's One Stop. And check out their Cajun Grill next door. They have great food, great prices. Call them at 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Clean, safe, local. Your home for business is the Village of Bedford Park. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Bosch tools are built for workers. Bosch's powerful hammer drill has kickback control to help work go more smoothly when you need it. The 2-in-1 impact driver and wrench quickly changes between bits and sockets, so you only need one tool instead of two. And the X-Lock grinder switches wheels up to 5 times faster than standard grinders when you need to change tasks in a hurry. Bosch tools take care of the job and you. Bosch tools, what hard workers deserve. Learn more at BoschTools.com.
Summer's here, and it's time to paint the town, or at least your home, with Benjamin Moore. Dive into a sea of refreshing colors that capture the essence of the season. From beachy blues to sun-kissed yellows, their durable paints ensure your colors shine bright through every summer adventure. Whether you're sprucing up your porch or transforming your living room, trust Benjamin Moore to make your summer dreams a reality. Visit BenjaminMoore.com to find a store near you.
No matter the condition, from stroke and epilepsy to rare brain tumors, Loyola Medicine's comprehensive and advanced neurosurgery department can treat it. Recognized among the top in the nation for neurology and neurosurgery patient outcomes, our dedicated team of industry leaders takes a multidisciplinary approach to surgery, treatment, and rehabilitation. Loyola Medicine, at our best when you need us most. Visit loyolamedicine.org/ourbest.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right. 520 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to Tiki Island, check in with Captain James Blogg this morning, see what he's up to. You got a plan, Captain? You got a plan?
What's up, Mick?
What's up, buddy?
Nothing, man. Absolutely zero.
Zero, zilch, nada.
Just working on junk stuff, broke stuff.
Right.
See if we get a... If we got another run in us. Looks like it's just a calm down here for a few days.
Yeah, it's very nice this morning, brother.
Yeah, it's nice, man. That tide got pretty high. We probably had 3 foot yesterday morning.
3 foot, do you think?
Yeah. And it stayed like that most of the day. About 4 o'clock, it finally went out. And it's just it's high this morning, but it's ripping out right now. It's already going out.
Yeah, I was. That's what I was thinking, looking at it up my way yesterday. It looked 2.5-3 foot to me, too.
Yeah, it was, man, it come. I walked out, I went and checked it yesterday morning. That wind was blowing out of east, you know, man, it's a 20-mile buoy, almost 30 knots. Man, yeah. I bet that tide's high. I walked there and said, uh-oh, it's high.
It's high.
I had some stuff that's to float off, man. So I had to move some stuff around. It came up a little bit more, and it just stayed like that.
Right.
The rest of the day, and then it started falling out, and then yesterday afternoon, it had dropped below my concrete, below my pier.
Right.
So, man, the beach was rough, man. It was, I ain't no surfer, but there were a lot of people surfing. I went to check the little ranch
there. There was like a 8-second period between those waves, so I'm sure there were some fairly nice waves for Galveston.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't tell, you know. I mean, there was a bunch. Everybody was at 91st Street.
Yeah.
And it was pretty cool, man. It was a lot of people surfing. I don't know. They may have played 8 seconds at the 20, but it was good enough for them to surf. I don't know that much about it. It was kind of rough, but if you got outside there, you know, toward the end of 91st Street, It was pretty good, man. I just checked it. I said, man, let me see what it is, the buoy. So as soon as I hit the seawall, I looked at the buoy, and it was 8.2 foot. And, you know, the north wind had kind of come around. It was kind of standing them up a little bit. So
there you go.
It must have been good. A lot of people doing it.
You got a north wind this morning, too, northwest.
Yeah, it's not very hard. It's actually pretty nice.
Yes.
So it'll lay it down for a little while. It's already down to, it's like 2 foot. And I think it said 8 or 9 seconds. I just looked at it a little bit. But it'll take a while for that beast to clear up.
Yeah.
Cameron and them are bringing a boat back from Port Aransas. I think they're going to come tomorrow. I said, you can come Thursday. I said, it'll be fine. It'll be a swell. But probably tomorrow, it'll be dead flat and run 40 knots tomorrow.
Well, I'm glad they didn't bring it while that storm was in the Gulf.
Nah, he went down there. They left Monday. Him and Ty went back down there Monday. I was going to drive him. He said, man, we better take a truck. So I'll drive him back down there and get the truck later on or whatever.
Right.
They got enough trucks and stuff. They don't need another one. Just leave it there.
Well, how about how did your question and answer go on Angler U last night?
It was good. They say it was the most questions ever had. You know how it gets. You get into more storytelling, and you don't get to answer all the questions. But it was good. I think it went on to like, man, 8:15, 8:20, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's what we did when I did it with. You got to go over. You can't just leave them hanging. Hey.
No, I ain't got. I mean, it ain't like.
What else you got to do? I mean, I should have watched it last night instead of watching them miserable Astros.
Oh, they ain't playing too good right now, but
no, they're not.
But going slow. Did the Mariners win or they lose?
Yeah, they did. We're only 3.5 up now. We're gonna blow it right here at the end if we don't watch it. They better get it together.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. He ain't got too much left, but man, Mickey, ain't nobody fishing, man.
No.
I wish I had a report for you, but I got nothing. I got nothing.
I checked my boat yesterday, and I got an amber light on one battery. So here we go. I got to replace all my troll motor batteries. I'm about done with all them heavy batteries. I'm fixing to just go 36-volt one battery trolling motor battery and get it over with.
Man, Mickey, for the bay. Now you can, first off, those batteries have came down. Hey, that wind just switched. It's out of the east right now.
Oh, really?
That yeah, quick. it just swung around. It's out of the east.
Well, I noticed when I was doing the weather that at the North Jetty, it was kind of northeast, and everywhere else was northwest.
Yeah, it's east right
now. It's swinging.
Not hard, but it's east. But no, man, for the bay, on my little boat, I just got one 36-volt battery, and you're not going to smoke it in the bay. I just don't think you can. We ain't got enough fish. If you troll motor that good, we're crushing them. But it's got like 45 amp hours. That was the mistake I had on my big boat. I was one boat, one battery, big time. I'm monster. Well, it don't work like that. I didn't have enough amp hours. So I already had one 36-volt battery, so I added just another one, which give me 100 amp hours. And with 100 amp hours...
Well, you can buy the one battery should have, I looked at them, and most of them have like 100 to 110 amp hours.
But a 36 volt, yeah, you can. Now, it's different, a little bit different now, but yeah, they just get bigger. When I bought mine, a 36 volt, 100 amp, battery was like a D8, man. It was huge.
Right.
It was not a Group 31 footprint. Mm-hmm. And now I think you can get a Group 31, which is probably what your batteries are. I think you can get one that's, man, I want to say it's 65 amps. And they may have 100 now. I don't know. And they've gone down. But at that time, yeah, you could get one, but it was huge.
Yeah.
And I didn't know, one of my customers, we were sitting there talking about it, he was a real smart dude. And I said, man, I'm just going dead. I got an onboard charger, blah, 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 blah. And he didn't say nothing. About 4 hours later, we're sitting there fishing. He said, man, you ain't got enough amp hours. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about, dude? He said, we were talking about your trolling motor. I said, yeah. He said, bottom line is, you don't have enough amp hours. I said, okay. So I just added another battery in parallel. And I ain't had no problem since. And I'm charging on the run too, but you don't need all that, Mickey. Just one 36-volt battery gets you 65 amp hours and you're done.
I was looking at one. It was a fairly good price, and it comes with like a 10-year warranty, and you get 13,000 recharges with it. It even comes with a charger, and it had 100 amp hours on the battery is what it said.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, see, a lot of things changed. I'm going on, 3 years now? A lot has happened. The prices have come down. They got better. Them little chargers are cool. That's all you need. You don't need an onboard. It's got, like, a little fan on it. And I think I'm pretty sure it sits right on top of the battery. And it's just a 110 charger.
Yeah, it looked like it had two alligator clips, and it just sits in there, and you just plug an extension cord to it.
That's it, buddy. That's it. I don't know about for cranking and all that stuff. I mean, I'm not that smart about it. I still use, usually I put Optimas. I don't mean that they're great, but my cranking and all that stuff, I got Optimas, my house batteries. And I don't even know what kind of lithium batteries I got. I got one, and then, like I say, I added another one. But I talked to Danny, the guy at Stealth Chargers, and I said, dude, I'm tired of going dead. And he told me what all, how to set everything up. Hey, I got more chargers and more stuff than you can even imagine. If I ever plug that thing in, I'm liable to just blow completely up.
Well,
But yeah, you got to stay hot. But that's all you need.
Yeah, I'm looking at this one right here. It's a 36 volt, 100 amp hours, and it's like $787.
Yeah, that battery, Mickey, 3 years
plus
ago.
Plus, it's got a phosphate battery. You know, with it's a smart lithium with Bluetooth.
Correct. Daniel's got Bluetooth in his. Is it? What footprint is it? A Group 31 footprint?
Well, I'm trying to look at the size on this.
Yeah, you got to be careful about the size.
Yeah, I need it to be that big one, like a, you know, Group 31.
Yes. Just make sure it's that
now,
size.
The ones that look small, they're like 60 amps and 55 amp hours, you know.
Correct. That's what you got to watch, man.
But this looks like a big one, you know, long rectangular with 100 amp hour smart lithium.
That's it, buddy. They're big. Well, here's something to telltale. Are the two lugs, the positive and negative, on one end of the battery, or is it spread out like a regular battery?
Let's see. It's one end.
Yeah, it's big. It's not a Group 31 footprint.
Right. It's got the positive and negative connectors are on one end.
Yeah. The only reason I know all this, don't think I'm Mr. Battery, but I wasted and spent more money than ever trying to get this thing right. So I made all them mistakes. Now, well, you can do it, but you don't need, you don't need 100 amp.
No, not for the bay. I mean, but I'll have it, you know, because I know a lot of guys that went to them like what I'm talking about doing, the one big one, and they can go 2 days without recharging.
Yeah, well, something else I learned too, like fishing in the Gulf, we're leaning on them. You better, even though even if I run a long way, so I run 40 miles coming home. That's all great and everything, but you still need to plug in. I still plug in every night, and I got two chargers, and I got legs going to everything.
How quick does that? How long does it take that charger that comes with it to charge them up?
Man, I don't know about that one, Mickey. Kenny's got it. It'll charge overnight. It charges pretty quick. I mean, I'll get green. Now, if I get home at 9 o'clock at night and I'm leaving at 5 o'clock the next morning, I may have, like, my house battery may still be red.
Yeah.
But, man, I learned so much stuff about that, making so many mistakes. Like, my onboard charger, when I plug my 110 chargers in, it goes through that. And until all your house batteries and your cranking batteries are happy, till they get to like 12.8, 12.9, that little onboard charger has little breakers. And that breaker comes on when everything's hot, and then it starts stealing juice from that to fill your trolling motor battery up.
Right.
This is all onboard stuff I'm talking about. So
yeah,
those batteries have to be good, and they have to be happy. Because you get one that's sad and it really ain't taking no charge, well, that little breaker's never going to come on, and you're never going to charge your trolling motor batteries.
No, you're not. And, you know, it's just like running a trolling motor with three 12-volt batteries. I mean, one goes bad, you're just screwed. You know, you're not going to get any time at all out of your trolling motor.
No, sir, you're just done. But what you're going to do, it's cool because you're not on board. You're just coming in at
no,
night.
No, I'll just, you know, I can run a cranking battery, you know, on my engine like I always have and just throw this in there. And look at the weight I'll save, too. I won't have near the weight up under that console like I've been having with three of them big 31s under there.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I walked outside. My truck's dead. Man, I'm so stupid. Yesterday, I went out there and I said, oh, man, my truck's dead. And I said, I'm sure I ain't putting no water or nothing in them. So I had some distilled water. I put all that in there. I said, I'm stupid. These batteries ain't no good. Well, I jumped it off, and it ran the rest of the day. I ran all my errands, did all my stuff. I said, you know, I ain't fixed nothing. I guarantee you the batteries ain't no good. Hey, this morning, I got in it and went click, click. I said, I knew I should have changed it. So now
and all it takes is one bad battery on a diesel, man. You got two of them. You might as well replace both of them.
Oh, I am. I don't know which one's bad.
You're in for about $500.
Yeah, well, man, you got as much money as I got. It ain't nothing.
I'm telling you. No step for a stepper, huh?
Ain't no step, baby. But, yeah, I don't think I've ever changed batteries in that truck.
Right.
And it's fixed to be 4 years old.
Well, it's time. Usually you get about 3 years if you're lucky. out of the original battery. So,
and you're right. And I think in November that truck's 4 years old.
Yeah, it's time.
So, all right, how about brother? That? We got a fishing show. Craig we're talking about that.
Craig in G-Town sent me a picture of 91st Street Surf. It looked pretty good. I see some old boys up on their boards cutting them up, cutting the rug.
Well, I ain't that smart about it, but it's kind of like a fishing spot, man. It must be good right here. There's a bunch of people here.
Everybody's there. Yeah, and there's a lot of surfers in the picture. I can count about a dozen of them just in that one photo. So,
yeah, anyway. It was pretty cool, man.
Well, somebody wants to come live the dream and go to the bottom, give them that valuable number, brother.
All right, buddy. 497-71-7306.
All right, Angler. We'll be talking to you, brother.
All right, man. Thanks, buddy.
See you, man. Later. All right, that's Captain James Plogg down in G-Town. All right. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everyone about the Belleville Meat Market. You know, folks, if you're looking for a great place to have all your processing done coming up deer season, or just a good place to buy great A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken, nothing like the Belleville Meat Market. They have a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and they have bulk pricing available on all their fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage. Along with homemade hamburger patties and hot dogs, that's available for all your cookout needs. And if you're looking to have a quarter or half calf processed, that's available for pre-order and custom processing also. And their wild game processing, it's open year-round, so whatever you're harvesting, whatever time of year it is, just take it into the Belleville. Ask for Brandon, he'll get you hooked up and make your sausage or whatever you want done, burger and all that. The Belleville celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
The only two things in life that make it worth living is guitars tuned good and firm feeling women. I don't need my name in the marquee lights. I got my song and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love.
Good morning and welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:41 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's head over to G-Town and check in with Captain Sharky Marquez. Michael, good morning. What's up?
What's up, buddy?
How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, I'm here. It's all good. We dodged a bullet, so I'm happy for that.
Man, we dodged a big one, didn't we? Golly. Today's going to be a full-fledged day of putting boats back in the water, doing some last-minute servicing stuff, and getting back to normal. So I got all the guys meeting me there early, you know, pretty early this morning, and get everything rocking and rolling, man. Try to do some power washing, maybe a little recoat of some bottom job, and get everything ready to rock for this next little go, man. But golly, what a, you know, it's tough. You know, it's tough to celebrate because, you know, somebody else got, you know, those folks in Louisiana, man, they're really suffering after this one. I'm sure this is, I seen some videos that got pretty nasty for them.
Yeah, I did. I mean, no matter what size a hurricane is, one, two, they're all nasty.
Yeah.
They are. They're just terrible.
Yep. They're not fun to deal with, man.
No.
We had we personally got blessed on this one. I'll take it after old Barrel, how bad that kind of jacked us up. So it was nice to catch a break on this one, but prayers for everybody that got affected for sure.
Oh yeah, that's we took our hit and then it was their turn. So who's next?
Yeah, I know. Texas. Hopefully,
I worry about my buddies down in South Texas. You know, they're way overdue.
Yeah, yeah, I know it. Man, I hate those things. Golly,
coast life.
yep, that's true.
Coastal living.
That's true. Man, I can't believe, but I'm pretty sure tomorrow we got a double boat corporate trip, and I'm pretty sure tomorrow we're going to be able to make it offshore and do some amberjack fishing.
Yeah, it's laying on down nicely. So
I mean,
there's no wind in the forecast. We look
pretty crazy.
We might
2 days after this
thing, brother, might get a little run.
I know. I'm looking forward to it, man. That'd be the first time I've made it out there, you know?
I know. You hadn't even been able to go since AJ season
Heck
started.
No.
Crazy.
Not a once. And there might have been a window or two, but, you know, from being inshore, already booked inshore right. or something like, you know, there just hasn't – I just haven't had an opportunity. But, shoot, to have one on the books and it laid down like it's fixing to, that's exciting. Well, I'm showing like 2 foot or less, 1 foot at yes. 5 seconds. Man, that's they're in trouble.
Let's play ball. Game time.
Let's play. It's game time, baby. You know,
and the Tarpon boys are going to enjoy this too. They'll be able to get back on their game.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll be curious to see what that water looks like after.
Because it's spoon season right now. I mean, it's time to go get them.
Man, I got to do that. I got to link up with old Plog and go have some fun, or link up with somebody and go and do that, man. I might as well be out there blindfolded looking for those things, man. I get asked all the time, "Sure, you do tarpon?" I'm like, "Heck no." I do ladyfish, you know.
Poor man's tarpon.
I caught the big ones, you know. I don't want to brag or anything, but, you know, 3 foot, 4 foot ladyfish.
Oh, I tell you, they got them down south, man. Them ladyfish, those skipjacks get huge down there. It's crazy.
Man, I tell you what, in Offutt's Bayou, they get giant. I've hooked ladyfish in Offutt's, and I swear, look, I'm like, oh, it's a tarpon. That thing's jumping out the water. Oh, daggum ladyfish, man. 35-inch ladyfish, just giants. Goodness gracious. They make heck of bait, I'll tell you that. Every time I catch a ladyfish, man, typically if I can get it in the boat without bloodying up everything, I'm putting it in there.
Or hooking it into somebody. Man, they're psycho fish.
Oh, yeah. In fact, last time we went out before this storm came in and we were having all those crazy winds, I mean crazy winds, you know, those gale force winds, we were out there, you know, trying to make a trip happen, and I ended up catching a little ladyfish, and that was our saving grace, throwing it, chunks of ladyfish up against the rocks on the inside of that sal jetty. I mean, we were sitting in giant waves, man. It was crazy, but we ended up, ended up throwing an anchor and saying, shoot, if that anchor holds and we could soak those chunks of ladyfish up in those rocks, we'll do well. And we ended up finding some really nice redfish that way in that nasty water, so. Yep. Trick with that ladyfish is you got to replace it every, you know, if it soaks in that water more and it starts to lose that coloration, just put another chunk on there. You know, you don't want to overfish it or you start catching hardheads or something on it, hardheads, gaff top. But man, keep it fresh on there just like you would if you were free shrimping or something.
Right.
Every couple of casts, replace that chunk and get it up on that structure. You better hold on, buddy. Something big's going to eat it.
Well, you just cross gut it from back to belly and just cut chunks of it to thread on a straight hook.
Yeah, I do. You know, and I'll throw either a knocker rig up on the structure, or a Carolina rig, or a drop shot rig, something that's typically on the bottom, you know, and a nice, I would say probably like a 1 inch, you know, 1 inch chunks of it.
Bite
and what's real
horses.
Cool is, yeah, you catch big trout on it, too.
Yeah, that's why I've heard that. I've heard those stories.
You catch big trout on it, yeah. It's either going to be a gaff top, a hardhead, a redfish, or a trout, and you'll know pretty quick if it's a redfish or a trout, you know, and sometimes you got to cycle through, you know, the nastier the water, you got to cycle through those catfish and all that nasty stuff, but
weed
typically
through the garbage.
Yep, typically you'll start smacking some redfish on it for sure. Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see.
Knocker
what
you like using those because you don't hang up as much, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's about 2 foot, maybe 24 inches of 30-pound fluorocarbon. You know, we typically fish that heavier fluoro than, you know, you would if we were wading back in the bay or something, you know, because we're just fishing so much structure. So 30-pound fluorocarbon, and then I like to start off with like a half 30, ounce.
You know, fishing in the bay when I'm in, you know, a lot of pig ears, you know, a lot of oyster shell.
Yeah,
And I'll size it up to that 30, because a lot of times you'll hook a big red or a trout, and they'll they'll run deep and they'll rake at least
try to rub that, yeah,
gear sticking up, yeah, and they'll, you know, with anything lighter, 20 and less, I mean, it'll just snap it like thread.
Yeah, oh yeah, that 30 pounds pretty legit, you know, as far as being right there where you need to be in that structure. Sometimes we catch that fish and you'll see all the abrasions on that line from it running down like you're talking about, you know.
Oh yeah, oh man,
you're like, dang, that was close.
I'm sure you've had days out there is just totally miserable. You've had to tie millions of liters in one trip, man, all the breakoffs. And Blaine had a trip like that about 2 weeks ago. He'd gotten a bunch of nasty bull reds and bull sharks and gaff top. I mean, it was trash
can. Losing liters all the time.
Oh, yeah. He said he went through 60 liters.
That is crazy, man.
It's time
that
to
is
leave.
Crazy.
It's time to pull up, folks.
That's crazy. 60 liters. Yeah, I mean, not out of the question, though. You know, you're talking to a jetty fisherman sometimes. So,
oh, yeah.
Shoot, you better get ready to tie them on. But I tell my folks, if you're not getting stuck,
tying leaders in your sleep.
That's right. That's right. Shoot, man. If you're not fishing close to the rocks, close enough to get stuck, you're not in the strike zone. That's what I tell my folks. You know, they feel all bad all the time when they get caught up in the rocks and stuff, and I'm like, man, don't even worry about it. You're where you need to be if you're getting snagged. So keep on putting your bait up there, and we'll cycle through getting, you know, if you get snagged every five casts and you're catching, you know, two fish every five casts, I'm cool with it, you know.
Yeah, well, if you're not hanging up, you're not catching fish.
That's right. You got to be up there to get them. You, get, you know, at least
gotta
the good
get
ones
down there and get with them, man.
Yeah. That's right.
Well,
that's right.
Well, hopefully, you know, this weather will hold like this. Get us a good stretch here, and you can get some of your blue water stuff going. That'll work.
Man, that'll be exciting. That'll be exciting, Mickey. I'm looking forward to it. Shane is really looking forward to it. It'll be cool for us both to be able to get out there and hopefully have a picture of a bunch of old reef donkeys laid out on the
it's donkey
on the
season,
deck. It is, man, and you know that's fun. You go get them, and then you have some extra time, man. Start doing some you know, vermilion and grouper fishing, and you know, you get a lot of play time if you can get out there and whack your AJs. Get a lot of play time out there on, especially on a 12-hour. So that's what we're on tomorrow. So, man, I'm hoping to get out there, catch our amberjack, and have a lot of play time, see if we can get variety going.
Hopefully so. It's really good when it all comes together, brother. All right.
Charlie, I like it.
Hey, if somebody wants to call you guys about getting down and doing some fishing inshore or offshore, how they get a hold of you, brother?
Heck yeah, man. Hop on our website. It's outcastfishingwithnogcharters.com. You can check out our trip packages, pricing, and availability right there on our website. We also have some open boat trips going on starting tomorrow through this weekend. It's $200 per spot to be able to hop aboard and go fishing with us. So if you're interested in that, you can always text between like 8 and 5 p.m. You can text 979-248-1529 and get on the RSVP for hopping aboard on one of our open boat trips. Love to have you guys.
Cool. All right, Charlie.
All right, brother.
Hey, you be safe out there. You have a good one. Always a pleasure talking to you. See you, man.
You too, brother. We'll talk to you on Saturday, man.
Okay, Michael.
Take care. Have a good one, Mickey.
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right, that's Captain Michael Marquez down in G-Town. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. But guess what? We'll be back in the morning bright and early at 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
Clean, safe, local. Your home for business is the Village of Bedford Park. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Bosch tools are built for workers. Bosch's powerful hammer drill has kickback control to help work go more smoothly when you need it. The 2-in-1 impact driver and wrench quickly changes between bits and sockets, so you only need one tool instead of two. And the X-Lock grinder switches wheels up to 5 times faster than standard grinders when you need to change tasks in a hurry. Bosch tools take care of the job and you. Bosch tools, what hard workers deserve. Learn more at BoschTools.com.
Summer's here, and it's time to paint the town, or at least your home, with Benjamin Moore. Dive into a sea of refreshing colors that capture the essence of the season. From beachy blues to sun-kissed yellows, their durable paints ensure your colors shine bright through every summer adventure. Whether you're sprucing up your porch or transforming your living room, trust Benjamin Moore to make your summer dreams a reality. Visit BenjaminMoore.com to find a store near you.
Organ transplants are some of the most complex procedures in medicine. It matters where you go. Loyola Medicine's transplant program is among the largest in Illinois. Our history and expertise means we perform the most advanced procedures on the most challenging cases to deliver the best outcomes. Loyola Medicine, at our best when you need us most. Visit loyolamedicine.org/ourbest.